Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. For this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, also known as the UQWBL. And check us out at depaul.edu/writing, which is also going to be your resource for the hiring documents that we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So my name is Ryan McQueenie, joined, as always, by the talented Kate Harrington.
Hey.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm still delightful.
Delightful. That's wonderful to hear. This week, we are joined by new Skrull Radio team member, Brendan Peterson.
Hi.
He joined on our conversation for the hiring process. And we also touched on the Bermuda Triangle, which was...
Yeah.
Informative.
Almost as important.
Comparable.
I'm just saying... In the first 20 minutes of the show, people learned a lot of stuff.
Yeah, as they always do.
Not only did you learn how to get hired as a peer writing tutor at the Writing Center, you learned about the intricacies of the supernatural phenomenon in the Atlantic Ocean.
We didn't touch on the origins of it, which I think are interesting, but like maybe another time.
Yeah, no. Next show. Careful.
During the break, I'm going to ask you about that.
We'll do a segment on it. Don't worry. The rhetoric of
the Bermuda
mystery disappearances
theories.
In the Atlantic yeah. Ocean. Okay. Not that tangent again. This week we are joined by James Neeson from the Outreach team.
Hello.
James has been on the show a couple times on behalf of Outreach. He's a friend of the show, I'll call him.
Thanks.
I think once you have come on twice, you're officially a friend of the show.
Yeah.
We are talking now, kind of complete switch up from the first segment, about some outreach stuff, so some stuff that's going on outside the Writing Center.
Mm-hmm.
It is National Poetry Month.
Yeah, very
Yay.
Exciting.
What is a National Poetry Month?
Well, it's a month, specifically this month, which is April. And
is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And then nationally... People celebrate poetry during this month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So it's self-explanatory then, is what you're saying.
April is the cruelest month.
Yeah, there right. we go. I don't think that's why they picked it, but, you know, good enough.
It's because it's so rainy that everyone would rather stay inside and
write
do
poetry.
Yeah, I think poetry. I think that's what that reference is.
Maybe. Uh-huh. Well, what I think is interesting is a lot of people take this month to try to write a poem, a different poem every single day,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is insane. If you've ever tried to write a poem, just mm-hmm. one single poem is enough. I don't know how people do 30.
I've actually in my life tried to write one poem.
And how did it go?
It didn't go very well. No,
yeah.
No,
how
no.
many days did it take you to write it?
It took me, I was trying for like 2 hours.
Okay.
At my computer.
That's admirable.
What was it about?
It was about wishes. And like, it was called, the title of it was Genies. And it was about like.
I have to read this poem.
Yeah, you're never going to. It's unfinished, man. And it's my art.
Well, take it. During this month of poetry,
you know, maybe I will
revise it every single mm-hmm, day. Mm-hmm. Maybe at the end of the month, you'll get one poem.
Maybe I will.
So yeah,
you're saying it's the anniversaries.
Yeah, so it's the 20th year that this has happened. The Academy of American Poets would be the sort of figurehead group, although you know anyone is welcome to participate, as poets tend to you know be more inclusive. And then
looking at you, journalists.
Yeah, you know. Always
sorry.
Yeah, and actually the Academy of American Poets website has a lot of great information for like things you can do to participate. There's like 30 different things, one for each day.
Whoa.
So writing a poem a day is definitely one of them. And then the centerpiece day of it is April 21st, which is Poem in Your Pocket Day, where you put a poem in your pocket, much like that song might have mentioned. And
wow.
then, yeah, oh, coincidence.
My. How did we do that?
Uh-huh. That's the sound of my head blowing up.
Oh, and then we...
amazing.
Yeah. You know, who knew how that happened?
I don't think it was part of your Discover playlist. That was like a plug. That was a really sneaky plug by Spotify.
That was God speaking mm-hmm. to me through Spotify.
Maybe Spotify... I mean, it's not ridiculous to think that Spotify knows about National Poetry Month.
Maybe.
Not ridiculous. Yeah.
Wait, but my question about poem in a pocket day?
Uh-huh.
What, you just have it in your pocket and that's it? Or do
so
you share it?
So if you are at DePaul on April 21st, you will be fortunate enough to perhaps stop by our promotional table where we will have pocket-sized poems that we will be giving away. So if you don't have your own, we will even provide them for you.
What day of the week is it?
I probably should have looked that up before I came up here. Yeah.
Right, because this is the 7th.
April 20 what again?
The 8th. And then next week is the 15th, and the week after that, about 7 days later.
Yeah, so I think that's actually a Saturday, maybe.
Friday?
I don't know. But Friday, the important Saturday. Thing is that Monday and Wednesday of that week is when we are actually going to have our tables at the LPC Student Center and the Loop. So that's why those are the dates that I specifically know when they are.
Got it.
And then actually every week this month, we're going to be doing a different poetry-themed table event on Mondays and Wednesdays in both student centers. Next week is going to be Poetry Mad Libs, where we've taken famous lines and then blanked out words from them.
Ooh.
And people can fill them in. So, like, blanks fall apart. The blank does not blank, if you want to do some Yeats, you know. The blank lack all conviction while, you know, and never, et cetera.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that, and then we'll have Poem in Your Pocket Day the week after that. And then we'll have Shakespearean Insults available to pass out.
Oh, yes.
For the final week, because that will be good.
I love a Shakespearean insult.
Yeah, he. It turns out he knew what he was doing with those, you know?
Brief tangent, and then we'll get back to National Poetry Month. So I think this is the first time we've ever mentioned William Shakespeare on air.
Possibly.
Anyway, my life and my relationship with Shakespeare has been a complete roller coaster thus far. All in super early, freshman year, when we read Romeo and Juliet in high school.
All right.
Because my class was really fun, and we, like, reenacted it during certain times. Then I was, like, a sophomore, and I was super edgy. I started getting into conspiracy theories.
About Shakespeare, or just in general?
In general, but then...
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. 9/11, JFK... And then Shakespeare, someone briefly mentioned that he just was a massive plagiarist. And I did no research on it and just went, Shakespeare's a plagiarist. I hate him. I hate Shakespeare. And so I hated Shakespeare until, for no reason whatsoever, until spring quarter last year, I took a Shakespeare class through the English department, and it was just wonderful.
What was the play that you were like, I guess maybe this guy knows what he's doing?
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Nice.
All right.
Is my favorite Shakespeare. And that was the one where I was like, okay, I like this a lot. I'm really enjoying reading this, and this guy can write a little bit.
A little bit. Hamlet is my fave.
Yeah, I liked Hamlet too.
I'll go for Macbeth.
Okay.
We read Twelfth Night when I was a junior in high school.
Which is what She's the Man is based off of.
Yes. In fact...
Excellent adaptation.
When we did it, my teacher, the first day of class, was like, we're going to be watching a adaptation of this play. It's a movie that's completely different, but based on it. Same premise.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and no, it isn't She's the Man.
What was it?
It was Wicker Park.
Yeah. It was
filmed in Chicago's Wicker Park. Yeah, I won't ruin the twist ending for you.
Don't.
But now knowing that there's a twist ending is kind of ruining the twist ending.
Well, it's based off of Twelfth Night.
Okay.
You should start.
So, okay, anyway.
Also, Shakespeare in Love, fantastic movie.
Also, the Romeo and Juliet that...
Claire Danes and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Excellent movie.
Heartsease.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, National Poetry Month. So those are the dates for the Aqua Bowl.
Yeah, Mondays and Wednesdays, basically every Monday and Wednesday this month on both campuses.
In the student centers?
In the student center at
all
LPC.
Day or?
From 11 to 1 and at the 11th floor loop, eating area downtown.
DePaul Center. Cool. Well, we look forward to seeing you there. It should be a good month. Is anyone participating in any of these activities? Are you shooting for writing poems this month?
No, I'm in fiction classes this quarter, so no.
I am taking a class. It was entitled The Scrapbooks of Thomas Jefferson. And it sounded cool. You know, Thomas Jefferson brought mac and cheese to the United States via his scrapbooks from France.
Really fun fact. Where this is going.
But the problem with this class, and it was not advertised.
A problem
this,
or?
It's a personal problem.
Okay.
Personal problem was that this is a poetry class.
Mm. See,
it's
that could be a benefit to some people.
It's not to me, though. I'm not a poetry.
Do you struggle with poetry, too?
Yeah. It's not that I don't. No, it is that I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. And I
You're
don't like it.
You're reading the wrong kind of poetry, then, if you think you don't enjoy any poetry.
Yes, I know.
You know?
I think it's about finding something that interests you.
Yeah.
I'll give you some poem recs.
My struggle with it is that I feel like there's certain techniques used to read it to read certain genres of it that I'm like personally am not good at doing.
And you have to develop an ear for it.
Yeah. Yes. So maybe some of this National Poetry Month, I can get better at that.
I've always connected with like spoken word poetry, mm-hmm. like hearing it spoken out loud, reading it. I'm always like, I don't get it.
When we had the poetry slam in the studio, that was an exciting day.
I was there.
Yeah, you're a host of the show. Of course, you were there.
That no, the slam poetry. That was when Mariah was the host and I performed.
Oh my goodness. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was one of my favorite episodes of this. And I agree with you. I love seeing poetry read out loud.
Which, when is Louder Than a Bomb? That's coming up. That's a Chicago-based poetry slam
event. I don't know when it is, though.
It's coming up.
And James, you do a little poetry.
I actually have an MFA in creative writing in poetry.
Amazing.
MFA stands for?
A master's in fine arts. It's like the creative writing degree.
Sure, I knew that.
Did you really? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, we'll say you did. It's fine.
What?
Nothing. Sorry. I mean, I'm a creative writing undergrad, so I know what that means, but you don't have any reason to know what it means, so that's fine. But
yeah, so I like the poems.
Do you get to write a lot still? Do you write a lot?
Well, I'm in the Masters of English program here, so I'm currently working on my thesis, and I'm actually doing fiction instead of poetry. So
tragic.
My personal writing has perhaps not been progressing at quite the same pace as it was previously, but only because I've been doing so much other interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your all-time favorite poem?
There's too many. I'd probably go with just like Whitman's Song of Myself, but I was looking last night and then, I was trying to figure out perhaps a poem to read on air for National Poetry Month.
Well, that
and
sounds
perhaps
wonderful.
A poet who would not be like Whitman or Dickinson or someone who everyone's already heard of. So I brought in, Robert Lowell's book, History, from the late 60s. And it was a series of almost sonnet like poems that all have sort of a different quick little theme. And this one is, I'm actually just going to go right for the last one in the book, which is called End of a Year.
Awesome.
All right. End of a Year. These conquered kings pass furiously away. Gods die in flesh and spirit and live in print. Each library, a misquoted tyrant's home. A year runs out in the movies, must be written in bad, straightforward, unscanning sentences, stamped, trampled, branded on backs of carbons, lines, words, letters nailed to letters, words, lines. The typescript looks like a Rosetta Stone. One more Annus Mirabilis, its hero demens, ill-starred of men and crossed by his fixed stars, running his ship past sound spar on the rocks. The slush ice on the east bank of the Hudson is rose heather in the New Year sunset. Bright sky, carbon scarred with ciphers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fun. Well, thanks for bringing that in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was a poem.
That was, yeah, no, that, yeah, no, I could tell.
It sounded like a poem.
Lowell is, he's got like a real good sound to him. He's got the iambic pentameter.
Yeah, he's got
cool. Yeah, definitely.
Just for the record, that is a giant book.
That's he also wrote a whole lot. It's like an 800-page book. I've got his collected poetry in front of me right now.
So he must take all 12 months to write a poem every single day.
I think so. He's doing poem like month, a poem a day every day.
Yeah. It's always National Poetry Month.
Well, wonderful. I've learned a lot about poetry in this brief conversation.
You're gonna go back to Genies?
Well, I mean, maybe I'll give it another shot.
Do it.
And it's always interesting for me to hear from the kind of creative writing angle, because that's not necessarily the angle I come from. So wonderful. And I'm glad that this month is going on, and I hope people come out to the events.
Yeah.
With that, I want to remind everyone about something that is also important. Word of the day.
W-O-D.
Wood. So, quick reminder, word of the day. Try to guess a rare or uncommon word, and it's because...
Words are the currency of life.
Exactly.
Obviously.
So, this week's word was tropology, and so far we know that it is a noun of Latin origin.
Do you have a hint for
us? I'm going to give you a hint, and it's within a poem.
So not that could tropical be a poem.
Probably not word. Tropical science like Brennan was saying, but...
That could be any word. Yeah, within a poem.
Is it like T-R-O-P-O, like tropology?
Yeah, T-R-O-P-O-L-O-G-Y.
All right.
So as a reminder, you can text us in 773-325-7341 or...
Tweet at us. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Scrawl Radio.
If you're listening from an abandoned island, you can create a large fire in the sand that says your guess. And we actually have people flying over the...
But if you're on the Lost Island, just give it up.
Yeah. Or if it's at the Bermuda Triangle, we're avoiding it.
Just give it up.
So those are your options.